Are there any circumstances under which slavery is permissible? That is a question voters in five states will consider on Election Day. Many state constitutions still have wording that allows for slavery as punishment for a crime. And as NPR's Katia Riddle reports, some are working to eliminate this exemption through ballot measures.
For years, Troy Ramsey thought he would spend the rest of his life in prison. He was incarcerated for more than two decades for aggravated murder. Now he's reinventing himself with things like volunteering on this political campaign.
So Measure 112 is to take slavery and involuntary servitude out of our Oregon Constitution. So, yeah, just, you know, have a few of those and you can pass out to some people that come through the office. Yeah.
Many voters he talks to are horrified to learn the word slavery is even in the Oregon Constitution.
There. Good Lord.
Yeah, so vote yes this November.
The 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery in 1865, but it still includes an exception for involuntary servitude as punishment. Many state constitutions use similar wording. Ramsey says that has implications for people in prison today.
A lot of officers and stuff use that language against you while you're in there, you know, that they're allowed to treat you the inhumane way that they treat you.
Just because someone is incarcerated and is being held accountable for a crime doesn't mean that they should be treated as a slave.
Sandy Chung is with the ACLU of Oregon. The state's ballot measure would remove language allowing for slavery and involuntary servitude as punishment. Vermont, Louisiana, Alabama, and Tennessee will vote on similar measures. Chung says it's overdue.
After the Civil War, many states, including Oregon, codified racism against Black people, you know, jailed them at much higher levels and made them work basically as slaves as part of prison systems.
National advocates for undoing these laws argue that even though prisoners are no longer considered slaves, they are often treated as such, with low pay and poor working conditions. But some in law enforcement are concerned these measures would increase the cost of prison work programs.
Either they'd have to start paying competitive wages and create jobs for literally every inmate in prison.
Joshua Marquis is a former district attorney in Oregon. He wants to make clear he does not endorse slavery. The measure does not specify that prisoners make minimum wage, but he warns it could be interpreted that way and be expensive.
That's literally a 100% increase in the cost.
The Oregon State Sheriff's Association has a similar concern. The group did not respond to requests for interviews, but they've written a statement in opposition. They warned the measure would create, quote, unintended consequences and increased costs.
It doesn't even sound right.
Savannah Eldridge is with Abolish Slavery National Network. She characterizes their opposition this way.
We know it's wrong, but we can't afford to end slavery.
Eldridge says it's essentially a Civil War era argument against ending slavery. Utah, Colorado, and Nebraska have already passed similar measures. None has increased prisoner pay. Former prisoner Troy Ramsey says he was thrilled when he was asked to volunteer on this campaign.
And I was like, yes, I can.
He'll be handing out flyers right up to November 8th.
This is me doing my part.
Ramsey is doing it for his brothers, still behind bars. They may be incarcerated, he says, but they aren't enslaved. Katia Riddle, NPR News, Portland.